It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio is well worth a visit. Great staff, great menu, great atmosphere. It's just a lovely bar, it really is. The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got an email sent to us yesterday that we're dealing with today from somebody who wants to remain anonymous. And the email was sent to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. That's our email address, allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. If there's anything you want to talk to us about. Anyway, hey, Adrian, could you help me out with something, please? I'm a nurse who works at a Dublin hospital in Dublin. One of my friends who's a nurse told me last week while out for drinks that she regularly takes cocaine. Now, that doesn't bother me as it's her life, but she then revealed that she's also been taking cocaine and speed right before she comes to work, particularly on night shifts. I'm a bit concerned because I used to work in a factory before I became a nurse, and one of my co-workers there caused thousands of euro in damage operating a pallet truck. He was found out to be high on cocaine. A few people knew at the time, but no one said anything to the manager. I've been thinking about reporting her anonymously, and I asked my wife about this, but she said I should just mind my own business and not say anything. I know I'd feel guilty if she lost her job on one hand, but I would hate for a patient to be injured or to die from a mistake that she makes. What should I do? Difficult one. That's, what should she do?
I was looking up online about this in different chat rooms. And this, do you think this is an isolated incident?
I would like to think it is.
No, it absolutely isn't. Looking at the chat room that I was in earlier on, which is all people that work in hospitals and medical staff in Ireland, and they were chatting about this anonymously. Mm-hmm. This is a huge, huge issue. Now, I would imagine
every nurse in hospital is coked out of their head.
No, nobody's actually saying that, okay? You can't say that. It's libelous to say that. But I assume it's something to do. Well, what one commenter said is it's to do with the long hours. You try doing 18-hour shifts they're doing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Jesus. You try and doing an 18-hour shift without some sort of stimulant. Now, I can't imagine doing 18 hours. I would be off my head after an 18-hour shift. And I'm not excusing the behaviour because of that. But that's crazy to think that this isn't an isolated incident, isn't it?
Why? What makes you think it's not an isolated incident?
Looking at the comments in that chat room, saying that it's going on a lot more than you think. Now, these people, nurses are administering medication, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're changing, but no, they're obviously not carrying out
surgeries and operations.
Do you not think it's time to test every single nurse as soon as they arrive at the hospital?
Just nurses or all staff?
You don't need to test the person bringing you the tea and toast the next morning, do you? But I definitely think we need to have mandatory drug testing for every single, well, let's say every single medical professional then in the hospital.
Okay, so
why doesn't that happen, by the way?
These chat rooms are saying that this is a major issue, that medical staff, nurses, are arriving into work on coke.
Yeah. That they're literally talking about it among themselves and nobody will report it. I find that, you see, here's the thing. We're all going to sit here and we're all going to say that person should report the coke-sniffing nurse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you work with a person, when you know them very well, that becomes completely different, doesn't it? That you're not going to willingly grasp on somebody that is going to lose. Like, if that person is found out to be doing it, yeah? That's it. Career gone, isn't it?
No, 100%.
Would you agree?
So you want to see all medical staff being drug tested when they arrive for work every day?
How long does it take to do a drug test?
What do you mean, how long does it take? I have no idea. I've never been drug tested.
As in to get the results and stuff like that?
Absolutely no idea.
See, I don't know. If anybody knows how long it takes for...
But the point I'm making is the vast majority of medical staff don't take cocaine before they come into... It's a bit unfair to be drug testing them.
I'm not buying that. I would say this is a much... Cocaine is rampant in the city, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm aware
of that.
Rampant
in the city. I think it's more widely used than cannabis, probably. Yeah?
So do you think that this person who wants to remain anonymous for obvious reasons, do you think that person should report on this nurse?
Yeah, and I'm shocked that we don't have mandatory drug testing in the medical profession. Like, these people are looking after our loved ones. We're putting our lives in their hands, yeah? So why wouldn't they be tested? Why, do you think it's okay for a nurse to have coke in the system?
I think it's a bit of an invasion of somebody's privacy.
Oh, here we go.
To be, unless they're performing poorly in work, I think it's an invasion of their privacy to be drug testing them.
Really?
Like we said, they're not surgeons.
Okay, now the thing about cocaine is it stays in your body, as in if you do a line of coke on a Friday night, yeah, it will remain detectable in tests for up to 2 days in your blood and up to 4 days in your urine. So 4 days in your urine. So if they were to do a urine test, so if you did coke on a Friday, yeah, and you were, well, let's not be silly about this, Adrian. Nurses and doctors are doing, some of them are doing coke at the weekends and mm-hmm. on their own time, yeah?
Yep.
Now, even though it's on their own time, if a nurse goes out on a night out on Friday and does a line of coke, yeah, that is still in her system come Monday when she's back at work, yeah? So if they do a urine test, you shouldn't be taking any sort of drugs, even in your own time, if you are working in the medical profession. You shouldn't be even doing it on your own time at the weekends. Absolutely not.
So you want to see mandatory drug testing brought in for all medical staff in hospitals?
Yep.
Even though the vast majority of them don't do cocaine at all.
So you know that how?
I'm assuming that. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? First of all, I hope she gets sacked. And secondly, she gets fucking criminal charges pressed on her. Look, beer can't say I'm a bit dramatic here, but she is in fucking... People's lives are in her hands. I know she's not a doctor, but nurses do a lot of fucking basic shit as well. I'm sorry, the doctors come in, they look at you for 2 seconds and they fuck off for the rest of their shift. The nurses are constantly in and out. Oh, it's just, I know what it is of Irish people, like what I realise living abroad is that we're too fucking afraid to speak up or get our noses touched because we're going to be seen as nosy. I don't even think it's that we're being seen as nosy or troublemaker. It's just that we're a bit fucking spineless. Like, since I've moved here, I've seen things I've said, we moved on, blah, blah, blah. I've been a lot more opinionated, honestly. Irish people are so opinionated and quiet with your friends or your family, like, when you feel safe. But when it actually comes to fucking possibly saving people's lives, we're like, oh, no, I'm not going to say anything. First of all, this nurse that wrote into you should have went to his fucking manager or the head doctor or the head nurse straight away. Don't fucking... Look, I love your show. I know it's all what you need. But don't write into fucking news saying, should I do this? And then the majority of people that are cokeheads on your show will probably say, no, don't do it, you'll lose your job. And he doesn't do it or she doesn't do it. You know what I mean? It's a fucking absolute joke to be even asking that question in the first place. Should I report them?
Dylan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dylan?
Not too bad, guys. And yourself?
Good, thanks, Dylan. Well, what did you want to say on this? Should this person report the nurse that... has admitted to doing cocaine before work?
Without a question of a doubt, when they go into work, they have a duty of care to their patients. If they fail to report this to their CNM, they are failing all of the patients that come in to the hospital.
Okay,
because they are knowingly withholding information that could seriously affect the health and well-being of any of the patients attending the hospital on that day.
Okay, now, this is obviously because you believe that using cocaine affects your ability to do your job properly, even though the argument is that the cocaine actually works as a stimulant, and this nurse, whoever he or she is basically kept awake for long shifts.
Yeah, well, what about Red Bull? What about coffee? What about herbal uplifts? You're not allowed to drive after consuming cocaine. So why would you expect to be okay to operate in a hospital if you can't operate your car?
I have spoken to a lot of people who use cocaine, and they will argue, no, I don't do it myself, I've never done it, but they will argue that it doesn't affect your ability to do whatever it is you're doing, like working in a hospital.
Okay, but it does impair judgment. It does delay reaction times. Okay, there's no question of a doubt. Cocaine is a great stimulant. It will keep you awake for 24 hours plus. I've experienced people, close friends of mine, that have had their issues with it. Thankfully now they've managed to become clean and they're clean now for 2 years and they're doing a great job off it. But yeah, it's great when you're on it. What about when the come down hits?
Okay, so this person
experienced the withdrawals.
This person who contacted us is in possession of this information that this nurse regularly takes cocaine before a shift, particularly a night shift. You believe that this person has a duty of care to rat out her friend, basically.
Absolutely. And it's not ratting them out. It's keeping patients safe.
It kind of is. This is a friend of hers.
Adrian, if I was to disclose something to you and you were in a position where you had to protect other people due to the nature of what I disclosed, would you disclose it or would you keep it quiet until something happened? Because you need to remember, if let's say I'm the nurse and you work with me, I'm off my head on coke. I fuck up with the charts. I administer the wrong medication to the wrong patient. That patient takes a turn and then goes into a coma or worse, dies. Who's at fault? Me, because I fucked up the charts and I administered the wrong medications. But you had a hand in that because you knew full well I was under the influence. I would have been unable to perform my duties to the best of my abilities with a clean, sober, no fog, just I know what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. I'm giving this medication to this person. You know I'm not in that capacity. And now I've killed a patient. You have to live with that. And I'd ask whoever sent you the email, okay? Yeah, okay, you'll feel bad if they lose their job. Think of how shit you will feel when a patient dies from something that was preventable.
Well, in fact, the end of the email says, I know I'd feel guilty if she lost her job on one hand, but I would hate for a patient to be injured or die from a mistake that she makes. So she's kind of torn between the two, but as far as you're concerned...
It's life over limb.
Okay, so she shouldn't care about whether this person is a friend. She should rat out her friend.
Absolutely, because her friend is in a position where she could potentially do serious harm or kill someone. And ask anyone in the healthcare profession, what's the motto? Do no harm.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Should this listener of ours rat out her friend after she admitted doing cocaine before work shifts as a nurse? 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Afternoon, guys.
Well, Lorraine, should this listener of ours rat out her friend?
100%. Oh, 100%. I totally echo everything that last caller said. It's a duty of care to a patient. It's not just that. The come down off cocaine, she's depressed. Like, could you imagine coming down off cocaine and going into work? She'd be depressed off her head. She'd be, no, I think it's a duty of care to the patient. Sorry, no way. There's no if on the button on this one. It's a duty of care to the patient.
So there should be no question about this. This listener should immediately contact the hospital and let them know, even if it's anonymously.
100%. What happens if something goes tits up and she's in charge of that patient and heaven forbid, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but heaven forbid the patient has something serious happens to that patient because she's ever been on coke and speed.
Okay, no, so you don't believe that somebody using cocaine is capable of doing a proper job as a nurse?
You're not in right frame of mind when you're on that stuff. You're not. I'm sorry, it's a drug. She should know that she's a nurse. It's a drug. It's illegal for a reason. If that was the case and it was like everyone would be off their bin on coke. No, I think she has a duty of care to all them patients. As I said, heaven forbid something happens to the patient she's in charge of.
And that, obviously that's a concern, but I would have thought that this particular nurse knows the effect that it has on her and she obviously believes she's capable of doing her job or she wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, but come on. You're not in your right frame of mind when you're on drugs. I don't care what anybody says, nurse, anybody. You're not in your right frame of mind. And the come down off cocaine and stuff is horrific. Like, they get depressed. No, I'm sorry. No, I think your patients come first. I think she's so stupid and silly. She's a nurse. She knows the effects this has on you. She knows.
Okay, so even though she's worried, she says, I know I'd feel guilty if she lost her job. You're saying don't feel guilty. This is her own fault.
It's her own fault. It's her own doing. Like, she's openly admitting that she's doing cocaine and speed before she goes to work. So it's her own downfall. If her friends feel guilty, do it anonymously. Don't say your name around. But I would ring in and say, sorry, there's one of your nurses on your ward is doing cocaine and speed before she goes to work. You've got a duty of care to them patients. As I said, like, heaven forbid something happens to one of them and her friend then is like, I knew this, she was on cocaine and speed. Could you live with yourself? Could you, honest to God, live with yourself if you knew?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm sorry, I don't care. Friend or no friend, I wouldn't fancy going into hospital and knowing that my nurse is taking care of me is out for being on cocaine and speed.
Stay there for a second then, Lorraine. Our number is 085-825-2626. Should this lady squeal on her friend because she admitted to taking cocaine?
Can I just ask a question, because I'm not educated on this. I'm going to be brutally honest. I'm not educated on this, and I don't know if either of the callers are on the line, Lorraine or Elizabeth. Have either of you taken cocaine? Because I don't know how you change. Because I'm just reading a comment that came in saying you're not off your face on cocaine. So I don't know. What does cocaine do to you? Does it impair your judgment? I don't know. So, Lorraine, have you ever taken cocaine before?
I have.
Oh, you have. Okay, well, then you're more educated than I am. Elizabeth, have you ever taken cocaine before?
I had an ex that did, and it very much, it caused irrational behaviors, anger spikes, memory issues, violent outbursts to small little slights. I mean, the problem with it is it causes, like, inability to realize that you're being reckless with yourself and others, and it's very, you can be either violent or not violent. There's people react differently, but apparently my ex was definitely reacted differently, and it was just soul destroying to watch him just spiral into like oblivion. He would just fly off the handle. He would throw things, and like I would not. And I've seen a couple messages, not many, but like, oh, mind your own business. And I'm sitting here going, think about it like this: you take a hospital bed, an empty hospital bed, and you put your child into it. Put your grandmother into it. And then you tell me that it's not your business if that nurse is doing drugs. Is it then your business? Or is it only not your business when it doesn't apply to you?
And a lot of people have commented saying it is none of your business.
Don't make a parade out of it then. Don't make a big announcement. Don't go to anybody else. Don't talk to bullshit nobody, right? Just make anonymous tip and say nothing again. You know, if you do your due diligence and make it aware to the higher ups and just not say anything to anyone and don't make it a big deal. Just say, this is what I've heard, this is what I know, and then just say nothing to anybody at your workplace, because they don't need to know from the rumor mill. And you don't. And first of all, whistleblowers should be protected anyway. Just don't make a big fanfare about it to anybody in your circle. Just make it to the higher ups. That's all you should do.
In fact, you know? Michelle just commented on our Facebook page to say, if this particular nurse needs to ask a podcast what she should do, she shouldn't even be a nurse herself. So, in other words, this should be...
Can I say, people contact us looking for advice. Oh, I'm glad people contact us looking for advice. She's just looking for advice.
This is probably a deep conflict with herself. Yeah, I understand there's a conflict because she doesn't want a woman to lose her job because she probably has a family. And that is probably her conflict, that she doesn't want to ruin this woman's life. However, what happens if that woman accidentally ruins somebody else's?
Okay, and obviously Michelle's, what Michelle is implying is that she should know instinctively as a nurse that she has to report this. That's really the argument. So as far as you're concerned, Elizabeth, under no circumstances should she not tell on this woman.
Yeah, that she should make aware to her higher ups or some reporting authority. Because I've worked in hospitals. I've worked in like the Veterans Affairs Hospital is the largest hospital in the United States. It's in every state in the United States, and I worked in several of those. And you would not ever put the person's welfare above a personal conflict like that. Just remember that you're there to do no harm. So you should definitely say, hey, this is what I know. And please, you know, keep your name out of it other than that.
Okay, stay there for a second, Elizabeth, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this.
Just Carl, the message from Carl. Carl, our team have got on to you to try and get you on. It's very hard to talk to just messages. But she said alcohol and coke mixed together is extremely dangerous. I agree. And its own is kind of like having five coffees at once. Again, I can't say whether that's right or wrong because I have never taken cocaine. I don't even drink coffee. So to say that it's just like having five cups of coffee, is that accurate?
I don't know is the honest answer to that.
Like, Carl, you obviously know. Well, it is, Elizabeth. Is have taken, and maybe I'm saying something that's completely off the wall here, but is it the same as having five cups of coffee? Because,
well, I've taken a quadruple shot espresso one time and I felt like my chest was going to explode and I couldn't even read a sentence on a page. Like, but that's just me. I don't know how I would react to cocaine. Like, I don't. Mm. I don't want to know.
Stay there for a second then, Elizabeth. Let me bring in Martin on this.
Afternoon, lads. Sorry I won't be able to respond today. But that nurse certainly should be reprimanded for that. You know, taking cocaine on duty, I mean, come on to fuck. It's getting that normalised now. It's getting beyond a joke. There are other stimulants available that are legal, by the way. But Jeremy saying there that every medical professional should be randomly drug tests or mandatory drug tests. You know, come on to fuck, Jeremy. That's a bit of a piss take now. Whams if a nurse I saw why in the evening, should I smoke a joint? Or maybe some doctor is out the weekends and he has a line. I'm not condoning it, but it happens. And it has no impact on their professional life if somebody has a joint of an evening. If she's working the next day and it'll come up in a drug test. Do you know, silly sort of thing out here, really. But no, they shouldn't be doing gear on Julie.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
There he is.
Well, Jessica, should this nurse report on her friend, who's also a nurse, that she takes cocaine before work sometimes, especially on night shifts?
100%. Don't even bring the friendship into it because she will kill someone. She will. She is a liability walking. And it's not just coke she's doing. She's openly saying in the email, it's coke and speed. But for fuck's sake, how is she allowed to run the hospital? How has no one said anything? You keep that to yourself. You're just as bad as her.
Okay, so you believe, so I know this listener is obviously listening to people's opinions, and so far the majority, in fact nearly everybody, is saying without question she should report on this friend of hers, even if it's
anyone saying like, oh yeah, let the nurse go ahead, you know, let the cokehead nurse keep doing her job. Are you actually tick? No, she's no business being a nurse.
But the argument really isn't so much. It's just people saying, mind your own business. It's none of your business.
Yeah, well, it is your business when you end up in the hospital bed or your family does. Would you want a cokehead looking after you? Would you want someone who shovels no-no-smell up their nose looking after you? No, you wouldn't.
Okay, so you this lady should without a doubt contact the hospital that this nurse works in, speak to management, and let them know that she is a regular cocaine user.
100%, and it's about time that all the hospitals, the guards, everything like that, start doing random drug testing. Because if you don't do any drugs, you'll have no problem doing the test then.
And Elizabeth, you agree with that wholeheartedly?
Yeah, well, I don't mind random drug testing because honestly, why would I, like, when I was in the military, we got randomly drug tested. And you know what? I had no issue peeing into a cup. I did not care because I did nothing wrong. I didn't care. If you blanket test everybody, then it's equal opportunity. It's no, you're not singling people out. I don't mind it. I would do it. I would do it right now. I wouldn't care. Drug test me. Go ahead. I'm not on anything but caffeine. I'm on caffeine. Okay. I drink a lot.
Well, actually, wait till you hear this message that just came in to us. And Jessica, I'll get your reaction to this message. Do not call out my name, please. I share a house with two nurses who work in a particular hospital in Dublin. Now, this message actually names the hospital, but I'm not going to name the hospital for fear that somebody might be identified. But and while they don't do it on days they work, I've seen them doing it in the house at the weekend. They're doing it. They've done it on a Saturday night. It's widespread, according to them. What should I do? I'm not even in the medical field. They are great nurses and dedicated, and it's on their own free time, says Sarah.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's a slightly different angle on the issue. Okay. I think we all agree.
Well, we've done a previous podcast about a teacher that was a cocaine user.
Did we? Okay.
And whether or not that teacher should be reported. This is slightly different. But
sorry, I wasn't there for that one. So what's the what was the outcome of the teacher? That's very different.
It was a teacher who did it at the weekends. Most people said, mind your own business.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem knowing that my kid's teacher was doing coke at the weekend.
Okay, but we're not talking about a teacher. We're talking about a nurse. But Jessica,
did you name the hospital?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay.
What do you think of that story? It works with two nurses. They don't do it when they're working, but they do it at the weekends. What do you think of that, Jessica?
Are most nurses typically on call, though, so they can get called in at any moment?
Well, no, you wouldn't go in if you were... No, I think that's... Even though I said it stays in your system, I think that's slightly different.
And what you say, oh, they're great, dedicated nurses...
If they were
dedicated nurses, they wouldn't be shoveling no snub their nose.
Jess,
fuck off.
You will be surprised at the people in the legal profession, in the banking profession. I know people who work for emergency services, yeah? As in ambulance, fire brigade and stuff like that, and they will be recreational cocaine users at the weekend. You can't...
Yeah, and they're scumbags.
What?
They're scumbags.
Why are they scumbags?
What, if you're in an emergency
No, you're not listening, Jess. When someone is off at the weekend, yeah? In the same way, when I'm off at the weekend, yeah? If I do cocaine at the weekend, no, I don't, I've never touched the stuff, but I do, if I do it at the weekend, how is it any business of your employer what you do at the weekend? Half the city is doing cocaine. It's shocking, I know.
But that makes it okay.
I think people that take cocaine are absolute losers, but it is no business of your employer what you do at the weekend. Is it, Adrian?
It depends.
No, it doesn't depend.
When it comes to the medical field, it is your business.
Okay, what about a guard doing cocaine at the weekend?
On your own time, that's slightly different.
100%. He should be drug tested as well.
No, that's slightly different, Adrian, because a guard is supposed to...
Why is it different, Jeremy?
Because a guard is supposed to uphold the law, and, you know, they can't be arresting people on drugs charges if they're drug users.
And did you say you'd be all right with a teacher doing coke? At the weekend?
Yeah, on their own time, absolutely. Why?
I'd be kicking up murder.
I'm saying,
get that child out of that class, get them out of that school,
Would you absolutely calm down for a second? I'd be looking for the teacher to be
psyched. Calm down, you're the ones condoning drug use.
Nobody is condoning drug use. What I'm saying is, what a person does on their own, in the same way, if a bank manager does cocaine on a Saturday night at a party, they can't be sacked when they go into work on Monday, if that gets out. It is not your company's, none of your company's business, yeah? None of your company's business what you do at the weekend, unless you're murdering somebody, yeah? So taking cocaine, you should lose your job over. So if everybody in this country was to lose their job over taking cocaine, yeah, the workforce would be empty, because that's how rampant cocaine.
I
agree with you. We were asking.
And by the way, it's not little scumbags and little townies and little schwans doing cocaine. This is professional people who you could be getting your hair done by someone who's a cocaine user. You'd be getting your lashes and brows done at the weekend. You could be getting waxed by someone who's a cocaine user. You just got to assume that most people are, because it's that widespread.
Let me read a message that came in to us a second ago, and it says, as ashamed as I am to admit it, I've done coke for a while a couple of years ago. The effects it has can be different depending on what it's mixed with. If it's pure, I had anxiety, shakes, depression, and major gaps in my memory that I couldn't remember what I'd even had for dinner the day before. The mixed can be less effective in that way, and it would have kept me awake until I stopped consuming it. She can't just be taking it before work and not during work, or she'd have a come down and have after effects such as exhaustion or irritability or constant runny nose. She has to be taking it while she's in work as well. The shaky hands are so dangerous in her line of work. Imagine her trying to draw blood or give injections or IV drips. No way in hell should she be keeping this herself and not reporting it. It's so wrong. Please keep me anonymous. So basically, what that person is saying is that the cocaine can have fairly severe physical impacts on people, and she doesn't believe that that person could do their job properly.
And by the way, that particular female who just sent that in, you would never know. Like, people think there's a stereotypical person who does cocaine. Looking at the picture of that girl that sent that message in, you would never know that she is someone that used it. So there is no profile for someone that uses it. And yeah, Jess, I agree with you. Anybody that does cocaine is an absolute loser. If you can't go out the weekend without doing cocaine, you're an absolute loser. Some people would argue if you can't go out the weekend.
But this nurse should still keep her job. Is that what you're saying? She should keep her job.
No, what I'm saying is...
Well, you said the nurse is doing it at the weekend. You didn't have a problem with that.
No, if it's still in their system, yeah? So if it's still in their system, come whatever day they're back on the show. I don't know, what do nurses do? 3 days on, 4 days off, or whatever the case may be. If it's still in their system when they go back in, then absolutely they should be sacked. But if... a nurse happened to be out on a Saturday night and her superior or whatever, or the head of the ward, saw them doing cocaine in the toilets of a nightclub. Absolutely not. It doesn't affect your job once it's not in your system when you are back in work.
But Jess, you believe it's a sign of the sort of person that it is if that person is using cocaine at the weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And I don't care whether the superior catches them. If this girl goes and says it to somebody, she has no business being a nurse doing coke and speed. Absolutely not.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to just play this WhatsApp voice note from Eddie.
Hey lads, good topic. I have no time for anyone that does drugs, but if they want to do it recreationally, on their time off, their downtime, that's up to them. Just don't bring it into the workplace. I know there's fucking people in high-powered jobs, bankers, solicitors, lawyers, and they all do it. It's the drug of choice for the high polloi of Dublin society. But when it becomes someone like a nurse who's administering medication, who's working with sick people, I mean, I'm only out of hospital after having the old prostate removed, and I was in for a couple of days, and the nurses were brilliant. But imagine some of them gave me a wrong tablet or put a drip in the wrong place or gave me the wrong medication because they're not fully with it because they're taking drugs. Nah, I don't approve.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How are you, Adrian? Not about yourself.
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this?
I would argue there's as much, like, the amount of people in this country that works as a nurse or whatever that's hung over every day or after a weekend of drinking would not think that's worse than someone that was doing cocaine over the weekend, someone hung over from the night before. And no one bats an eyelid when it comes to the hungover because it's a legal drug, that's why.
Yeah, you're probably right. In fact, we make a laugh and a joke of people. Oh, you're in bits today.
I agree with you. Only when Oasis played here in Dublin, there was a girl that I work with and she was at Oasis on the Sunday night and she came into work the next day and she was absolutely... Still hanging. And everybody, get that woman a Disprin, get that woman a Disprin. I agree with you. Why is that treated differently?
Because it's illegal drug, Jeremy. It's not illegal. That's why.
Well, it may not be that. It may be a case of when you're hungover, yeah, it's just like, and I don't know about drug withdrawal because I'm not a drug user, but when you're hungover, you're just kind of, you're tired.
Dehydrated.
You? You're dehydrated and you're tired. So I don't know if that really hurts judgment, does it?
I would argue that there's more chance of someone that's in bits hungover to give you the wrong medication in a hospital than it would be for someone that was doing cocaine over a weekend.
Okay, so
that's my opinion anyway.
Do you believe that this lady who's now aware that her friend is doing cocaine before a shift, particularly if she's on the night shift, do you believe that she should tell the hospital authorities on her friend? And she is a friend.
If she's doing it right before a shift, I would 100% report her. But if she's only doing it the weekend and then she's in work on the Monday or Tuesday, then no. But if she's doing it before her shift, then yeah, of course you have to report that.
Okay, but if a nurse is doing cocaine recreationally at the weekend, that's none of your business.
It's none of anyone's business unless she takes it into work with her.
Well, Jess, there you go. It's none of anyone's business if they're doing it at the weekend.
But this nurse that's got written into isn't doing it at the weekend.
Well, I'm sure she is as well.
She's doing it before work.
Yeah, before work, yeah. So
they're doing it before work.
So, Darren, you
it's
are
not doing just coke; it's speed as well.
Yeah, no, she did say that. So, Darren, you believe that this woman should report.
If I seen someone doing cocaine and I was a nurse doing it right before a shift, I probably would report it as well.
Okay.
But then, should someone be sacked coming into... I would imagine when it comes to, if you're going to talk about alcohol, Darren, I would imagine the amount of medical staff that come in hungover after weekend, because when...
Jeremy. Yeah, like I said before, it's the reason why no one cares is because the drug, alcohol, is legal. That is why, 100%.
If coke is okay, then it's fine. If coke is legal, then it's fine, is it?
But it's not. But everyone thinks drink is fine because it's legal. So it's your own argument there.
To be honest, I don't want a nurse hungover looking after me, and I don't want a nurse coming down off a come down looking after me.
They may go to a different country. So, and this country is crying out for nurses. And then this woman is going to report her friend for doing cocaine the weekends and possibly get sacked.
She's doing it before she goes into work.
No, that's the issue here, Darren.
Like I said, if she's doing it before work, right before work, then definitely report it. Definitely.
But if you were doing it at the weekend during your own time and you know it's going to be gone from your system, by the time you go back into work, what is the problem?
There is no problem there.
No.
If you do cocaine on Saturday night and you're up all night and you're back in work on the Monday morning, you probably would be still hanging together, I would imagine. So, more or less, people that's addicted to cocaine in that instance will probably do a line just to keep themselves right for work.
So, sorry, is what you're saying, because again, I don't know, if someone does a line of coke on a Friday night at a house party, and they go to work on Monday, no matter what job they have, if they are tested, it may be still in their system.
Cocaine lasts in their system. It lasts in your hair for about 3 or 4 weeks. It lasts in your saliva for about 4 or 5 days.
I read that it lasts in your hair follicles for weeks, which is mad. But are you saying that even though it will be still found in your system, you wouldn't have any... you wouldn't have any impairment because of the cocaine?
No, just because it's in your system doesn't mean that you have an impairment. It's only if you're only after taking it and you're still high. But if it's in your system, you're not high, it's just in your system.
In the same way, if you went out on the absolute piss on Saturday night, yeah, and you drove on Monday morning. So most people...
You'd be over the limit.
Most people would do that, by the way, and don't say you wouldn't. Everybody's against drink driving, but most people who drink and get drunk... Jeez, I know most of them. Most people who get drunk on Saturday night drive to work on Monday morning and don't think anything about it. They wouldn't smell a drink, they wouldn't feel in any way still drunk, but they probably would still have alcohol in the system.
Yeah, but I think that's wrong, though, to be quite honest, because it's the same with marijuana. If I was stopped... I smoked my last joint last night, and if I was stopped this evening, I'll still fail, even though I'm not high. Now, I think that is completely wrong. It's the same with alcohol. If you're after having 6 or 7 pints on a night, and you get 6-7 hours sleep, and the next morning you're stopped and you're tested breathalyzed and you fail, that's wrong because you're not drunk. It's just in your system.
Okay, so because this nurse has admitted to taking cocaine before a shift, you think this lady should report her?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
All right, good to talk to you as always, Darren. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more messages.
Is Darren operating heavy machinery after taking the joint? Are you, Darren?
So, Jeremy, we've been through this before, so I'm not playing chainsaws and a whole lot.
Come on, Darren. Thank you.
Imagine using a chainsaw stoned.
Robbie.
If she doesn't report it, and then a patient is injured or worse because of this nurse being high, then they will feel a level of guilt that will probably haunt them the rest of their lives.
Okay, and we got this message from Damien.
Hey guys, you aren't comparing leg with leg. What I understand is that she's taking it as a prerequisite to work before she goes in. If somebody was getting drunk before they went into work as a nurse, you would report them as well. If she's taking it the night before, it will be out of her system effect-wise, although probably still in her bloodstream. But alcohol, the same. And I hate drugs, and I don't like people that take them either.
Thanks very much indeed, Damien. Amanda has been in touch with us.
Hey, guys. Jeremy, not that long ago, you wanted to ring a building site over someone smoking a joint, but you're making excuses for medical staff on cocaine and speed. Let that sink in. It's complete classist. So what, if someone from Talla or Clondalkin's on coke or speed, they're a junkie? But if it's a nurse or a doctor from Malahide, sure, it's all right if they're doing it at the weekend. Come on. Like, not, that's not acceptable, appropriate, nothing. And they should all be weekly tested. Of course they should.
Again, that's apples and oranges there. I never, by the way, the topic a couple of months ago was a building site across from where I work where they were smoking, they were rolling up joints and smoking joints on their actual lunch break. On their lunch break and then going back onto a site to operate cranes and forklifts and stuff like that. That's completely different. And if you listen to me carefully again, I'll say it very slowly for you. If a nurse goes back into work and is tested for drugs and still has samples of cocaine in her system, she shall be absolutely sacked. But if a nurse is on 2 weeks holidays, Amanda, goes to Ibiza for 2 weeks
and does cocaine there,
does cocaine,
that's different.
Is it? Absolutely, it's different. Why wouldn't it be different? Can people not live their lives outside their work?
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode.
And what if you didn't enjoy it?
Well, then don't listen again.
Don't listen again. Bye. Thanks for
having
us.
We'll catch you on the next one.